This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We have some funny audio that we want to play for you. Kennedy went to a baseball game over the weekend.
Yeah, I was in Wisconsin for a wedding. One of my best girlfriends since I was 6 years old, her daughter got married. It was on a Friday, but Saturday we really didn't have anything planned, and the Cubs ended up winning the wild card, and they were going to be playing the Brewers, which was an hour away from where I was staying, and it just seemed like, why don't we just do it?
Because and if you don't know, Kennedy grew up a little bit outside of suburban Chicago and is a Cubs fan. So in case you don't know that part of the story.
My whole life.
So the hometown team was playing an hour away in Wisconsin.
It seemed silly not to go. It just seemed stupid.
How was it going into enemy territory?
Yeah, it was a wild time. It was... We got some great tickets thanks to Casino Guy, and that was very exciting, and he got us some good seats. But it ended up that we were sitting with, like, in the Cubs section, so like tickets that family was going to be in.
Okay.
You know, wives, girlfriends, families, kids, stuff like that.
So is that pretty close to the field?
Yeah, they were great seats. And so at one point, you know, we are all settled and sitting down, and then this family comes in. This woman, she's got like four kids with her, maybe another family member. They're all wearing number 16, and she comes in and she's like, yeah, I think you're in our seats. And I'm like, I'm not. Here's my tickets. And she's like, oh, well, we're with the team. She was so nice.
Mm-hmm.
We're with the team, but, you know, they said we could have these seats. I'm like, the row is open. We'll move. Just sit. The Cubs, we're about to watch the Cubs play playoff baseball. Let's not worry about seats. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, that's how I felt. I didn't care. I'd stand.
But you think she was a wags?
No, I know she was. So, because I looked her up. So, in any event, she couldn't have been more lovely. I don't want to say anything ill of her, but her husband was the starting pitcher.
Oh, so you were sitting next to the wife of the man pitching the game.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it didn't go well for him.
So, we got double seated with the starting pitcher's wife and family. So we moved to make space, because that's what you do. Anyway, they ended up moving her to a different area, and it's so good that they did, because her guy got pulled in the first inning.
So they moved her to some
they
other
moved
place.
Her just three rows behind us, just so that they could have more seats, because she had kids. They were sitting on laps, and we were. She's like, "Oh, we can sit on laps. We can do whatever." And by the time they finally got settled, he got yanked, and I felt so badly for him.
He got pulled in the first.
Did you
turn around and look at her?
The game started. First batter for the Cubs hit a home run, so we were like, "Oh my god, it's going to be an electric factory day." And then we went through like four pitchers and as many innings. It was not a good end.
It was an electric factory day just for the Brewers.
Now, I think at this point in the game, we had lost not one, maybe, but two pitchers at this point. And you know how, like, when you're at a game and the visuals come up and they're like, get loud, Bubba.
Yeah.
I never really realized how mean those things are until you are the opposing team. And their team was working overtime.
So we got our pitcher up against it, and now they're playing the video over the jumbotron saying, be annoying, make noise, screech. Like, guys, this is some next level.
It's so mean, but it is borderline genius. I'm having a hard time finding any notes.
but I feel really, really bad about myself.
It was a minute long during an entire timeout, at least,
so
of them just saying, be annoying, scream, get loud, because the pitcher was hanging on by a thread.
That's pretty petty, and I like it.
And then...
I don't think they do that at Fenway, do they? They put up a thing that says, be annoying?
No.
I mean, this seems like a very loud stadium. Every time you're audio, there's techno music blaring.
Well, you know,
Fenway's a little different than that.
Well, no,
I'm talking about the stadium, not you.
Yeah. I don't know. But after about two innings, it was like 8-1, and vibes were low.
The vibe has changed decidedly in this section. Everyone is really sad. The kids are crunching down into their seats. We feel a little deflated. I mean, four pitchers and three innings, and we're down by 8 runs. And it's only the top of the fourth. I don't know how much of this I can take.
So then my girl Margaret tried to cheer us all up by reminding us that we hit a home run once.
Oh, you guys, remember that home run?
Like in the first inning?
Yeah, it was so much fun.
It was Electric Factory.
Go Cubbies.
And now I'm just so sad, I want to go cry.
I know, no, just drink one more beer.
Good advice.
So then when I was in the bathroom, I met a little girl. Her name was Anna, and she was with her mom, and they were wearing Cubs gear, and I asked if I could talk to her right quick.
Aw.
My name is Anna.
How old are you?
6.
And you're a Cubs fan?
Yes.
Why are you a Cubs fan?
My dad works for the Cubs.
What does he do?
I don't know.
He just does baseball stuff?
Yeah, he just does baseball stuff.
Do you think we're going to win today, or is it a tough day?
I think we're going to win today.
You do?
Yes.
All right, can you say, go Cubs, go?
Go Cubs, go.
Yes!
And she was literally in the bathroom asking people why they weren't Cubs fans. She was hilarious.
And so you say to the mom, hey, like... Can I
asked the mom, I said, hi, my name is Kennedy. I'm from Boston, but I grew up here. I'm a huge Cubs fan. I work at a radio show in Boston. Can I interview your daughter?
That's great.
And I have her phone number, and I'm going to send her the audio after we're done here.
She is adorable.
That's great.
And then we decided that we could take no more, so we left with our heads hung low.
So now we walk out before the game is over because it's just too sad. It's just so sad following many a Cubs fan who traveled long and far to get here today. And all of their hopes and dreams are left in the dust behind second base. Oh, it was a moment.
Did you get any grief walking out in your Cubs gear when they were getting blown out?
No, they're really not like that. Like,
yeah, it's not Red Sox Yankees, huh?
No, it isn't. There was a kid behind us in one of the luxury boxes that was just screaming his head off. Mm-hmm. He was just drunk.
Right.
But there was a lot of booing. Like when the Cubs came out, they booed. When the pitcher wasn't doing well, they booed. They mm-hmm. waved their rally towel. Like we walked in and they were handing out rally towels and we were like, absolutely not. And... overall, it was the Midwestern folks are fine. You know what I mean? But it was just, it was a bummer because it was such a beatdown.
Like not even close.
It was such a beatdown. Our big, big boss, Mike Thomas, is also a Cubs fan. And I sent him a picture. I'm like, I made it. And he was like, gosh, I hope you got a good brat because otherwise I don't know why you're there.
Did you get a good brat?
No, I had a hot dog though. Had some nachos. Yeah. You know, had a Miller Lite because that's what one does when one is in Milwaukee. Let's hope for better on Thursday.
What was the little girl's name again?
Her name is Anna.
Why are you a Cubs fan?
My dad works for the Cubs.
What does he do?
I don't know.
He just does baseball stuff?
Yeah, he just does baseball stuff.
Do you think we're going to win today or is it a tough day?
I think we're going to win today.
You do?
Yes.
All right, can you say, go Cubs, go?
Go Cubs, go.
Yes!
That was great.
Watch her dad be like the general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
I don't know. I didn't ask. I didn't want to be that person. I just thought she was adorable. And she made me smile when I wanted to cry.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.